When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Good evening. The show begins tonight at the Federal Reserve. One more time waiting for Mr. Powell to move, and today he did move in one direction, lowering the rates to 4 to 4.25% for the prime rate, discount rate for the best customers. Means mortgages should level down a little bit. Can't tell early. However, it was what the market expected, and that is important. Surprise is not. 0.5 point will float in the future. Again, maybe 2, maybe 3 more cuts this year. Don't know. Powell is wobbly. And the pressure is intense. He did what the president wanted. Not soon enough, not enough, but he did it in the right direction. Presidents in UK, I turn from the Federal Reserve to talking about Russia. The European Union has some very good lawyers, according to Michael Bernstam's analysis, and I trust him. They've come up with a way to deal with the 170 billion euros, which is $200 million. They're going to, it's collecting no income right now. It's just cash. And it's in a fund that doesn't pay income. They're going to exchange that for euro bonds. The euro bonds will be redeemed when and if Russia pays for Ukraine's rebuilding. The $200 million will go to peace at a time to Ukraine. Very clever. Took them 3 years, what, near 3 years? They did it. Maybe they'll move on to the rest of the assets, like the yachts. That'd be fun. And then we turn to the news. And the news is in all directions, but it starts in China, always. China's negotiating right now tariffs with the U.S., and so the games are afoot. Next door to China, games are afoot as well. They burned out the government in Kathmandu. The palace, the administrative building, is a shell, burnout wood. The government, it doesn't much exist. There is an interim in some fashion, but anarchy. I asked about food security and electricity, unsure. Nepal's been under the wing of China recently. Maybe India has an opportunity here, maybe not. The revolt started when they turned the internet off. Foolish old men. And then everybody complained about corruption, and it accelerated from there. And Stevenson Yang joins to say there is no remedy for the deflation that's underway in China except for getting rid of the Chinese Communist Party and starting real capitalism, meaning bad bank loans have to be eaten. And they have to stop believing that overcapacity factory floor will lead to nirvana. That's how they got into this mess. They being the CCP, because they don't much ask the workers who are being laid off in great numbers. China's idea is to do what it did before, and this time it'll work. Okay. Victoria Coates from the Heritage Foundation joins, former Deputy National Security Advisor. Some scheme is going on the Belarus-Polish border that the Belarusians, at the best of the Russians, are either black marketing or pushing refugees across the border. China's involved in some fashion. It's all a little murky. But Wang Yi was engaged enough to travel to meet with the Polish foreign minister. Poland is not patient, not now. The Russians are probing with their long-range probes, and the Chinese are leveraging their trade. All a little mixed up, but not patient. Poland is not patient. Victoria and I discuss how maybe the Chinese are not well informed about the Poles, hair trigger and all. They will not let themselves be run over one more time. No. Shoot first, shoot second. They got a lot of young people, and they eat really healthy food, and they got a beautiful country. And it's been abused for the last 100 years. And it's ready to even the score with Russia. Does cinnamon enter into war? You bet. Alan Tonneson talks about the EV market in China, which is 150 companies, all of whom will fail except for BYD, the approved one. But BYD's profits are down, and their production is down in July, down 3%, 3.8%. What is the number one car maker of EVs, according to China, doing, cutting back on its production? I thought there was demand. There's no demand. In fact, there's a high fence and they can't get around it. Oh, well. China just, and sometimes I wonder if they get capitalism. Simon in the south of France, beautiful weather. We discussed the French government not wobbly near him. He's surrounded by a national rally, the farmers. The sunflower crop is just coming in, somewhat trimmed, somewhat not. Simon said they're all about 5 feet tall. My California sunflowers go to 12 feet, so that's no good, I guess. I'll have to ask about that. I'll ask Aura later. Then a discussion about the state of affairs in Africa. The situation on the ground is that ISIS is growing in West Africa and Al-Qaeda is growing in East Africa. Al-Qaeda's got its ambitions fixed on Somalia, whereas the ISIS is spreading from Mali to Niger to Burkina Faso and to northern Nigeria. Is there a difference between them? I asked, and not much. They offer a vision of a future where they're not beleaguered warriors or killers or fighters. Allah is to be praised. It's discipline. It's a warrior discipline. The U.S. takes pot shots with drones in Somalia. I suppose they used to do that in West Africa. Nigeria is run by a very senior figure who spends his time in Paris. And he doesn't much care about the North, I'm told by Gregory Copley, who's been to Nigeria many times. Peter Berkowitz joins to talk about how we got into this fix, that the Academy is so one-sided in political voice and talk that it does not recognize how one-sided it is. Surrounded by people who agree. And if you don't agree, you keep quiet or you leave. The campus got so wobbly. Well, and then finally, Turkey, arming, building first-rate weapons, planted in Libya, planted up and down the Rift valleys, East Africa, very active, and of course moved into Syria. This is the old Ottoman Empire in some fashion. Neo-Ottomanism. As much more of the show, I'll do a wonderful report tomorrow about TRAPPIST-1E, an Earth-sized planet about 40 light-years out around a red dwarf. And using the James Webb, the astronomers at James Webb have determined there may very well be an atmosphere, and the atmosphere may very well be nitrogen with a little methane. What's that mean? Well, Earth's atmosphere was nitrogen with a little methane before oxygen showed up last half a billion years. TRAPPIST-1E. More of it soon enough. Thank you for listening. And Germanicus and I will have much to say about the situation in Europe, the situation in Gaza, situation in Venezuela, but especially about the situation in Washington, where suddenly the culture is waking up to the fact that there's a guy in the White House who has a plan. Move fast and break things. Where have we heard that? Thank you. Good night.